Aló.
Aló. Buenas noches.
What's up?
Oh, goodness. Goodness. My name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of North Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm doing a survey for Ohio voters. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us?
What is it concerning?
A lot of topics going on in the U.S. and the future November 2024 elections. I'll be brief, okay? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time. Now, sir, first of all, I know we're a way off, okay? But I got to make sure that I'm speaking to an adult. Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or 65 and older?
I'm in my 40s.
Sound very young, that's all I was asking. Okay, now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
White? Okay, and do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay, now, are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No, I didn't.
No? Okay.
No, I didn't because I moved.
Okay, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
I'll vote in it.
You will vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're very likely to vote or somewhat likely?
Likely to vote.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Would it be jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy?
The city's not doing what they're supposed to do to bring up the economy, to bring up what we're living in.
Okay, so would you say jobs and economy, or?
I'm saying like if they're supposed to do something to bring up our neighborhood, they're not bringing it up, they're bringing it down.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So
I'm talking about getting rid of bandos, buildings, and old run-down buildings. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not cutting the grass on the properties, on big vacant fields. They're not getting rid of all these bandos where people are getting raped and killed in their homes and
okay.
stuff.
Okay, so would you say city not doing their job?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio?
I couldn't because I moved to a new address and I had to change everything over.
Thank you, sir. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this year, but since you did not vote, correct?
No.
Okay. Now, but I'm going to read it to you. Issue one summary provided state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion, fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote.
The only thing I would vote on is no abortions.
Okay. Okay. Based on that summary, how would you have voted? No or yes?
Yeah, I would have voted. I would have voted no abortions.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family member or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups, or no answer?
No answer, because I don't, there's a lot of things I can't compromise to good on.
Okay, now moving forward, sir. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organization.
Okay, it's the men where women have an abortion.
Women who have experienced an abortion?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, sir. So I can get you back to your email. Remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
They was talking about it, that the women have, they have the right to have abortion if they don't want the children. And the thing is, the other way they're doing it around the other way is if a child was forced to have children by a grown up, then I would sit there and I would make sure that's on them if they want to have the abortion or not.
Okay, what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? One thing that you specified, what would that be?
I'm just saying if a child is forced by a grown-up to have a child, then they should be able to have an abortion.
A child?
By a grown-up.
Should make, how would you say it? Should, a child should make their decisions, or how? I'm not trying to coach you.
No. Another way of sitting there saying that it's got to be the parent. It's got to be her parent. It's got to be her parent that sits there and say if she's allowed to have the baby or not because she's a child.
Oh, okay. So you think the parents should make the decision?
Yes, because the child is underage.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward, so I can get you. We're almost done here. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would have voted on issue one? No. Why?
No.
Why?
That's one thing I couldn't tell you. I do not know.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just get moving forward. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
I would love to vote.
Okay. Now, did you at any point, okay, why? Why do you like to vote?
Why, were you saying why didn't I vote?
No, why do you like to vote? You said why. Why do you like to vote?
I like to vote because I want good things in the economy, things to straighten out, everything to be top. Because if we don't vote for the right things in our, if we don't speak out, about things in the economy and in this world, then nothing will be straightened out. Everything will be wrong.
Okay, now, sir, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It's another way of saying this, and I don't like it.
So you find it not convincing at all, not very convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, or you don't know?
Is there another way you can explain to me in another syllable?
Yeah. Okay, this is just a scenario, okay? Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online, and you fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. Now, you have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life.
Do you find this argument convincing
or unconvincing?
I feel an argument.
Do you feel this? That's very convincing or unconvincing, this statement?
I don't like it.
Okay. What about legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far.
It will be no then.
Okay, now do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
The first one you said to say?
Convincing.
Yeah.
Okay, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing. Okay. And when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I wouldn't even know what to say.
Okay, and both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions or late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats...
thing I sit there and tell you, I wouldn't want to do that.
So, do you
Because the mother will hurt if she gave her baby everything, though it's not hers.
Okay, now, Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under Issue 1. Join them by voting no on Issue 1. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
What's unconvincing means that I don't want to deal with it.
That you don't find this, what I just read to you, you don't find it convincing.
Convincing means that I care about them killing their babies. I don't want them to kill their babies.
Okay. Now, moving forward. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
I'm Democrat.
Okay. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election? Jobs and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism.
It's education.
Education. Moving forward. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidate in the November 2024 election. Economic issues, inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Freedom.
Okay. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
I would vote for them to keep their babies.
So was that a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, from whom would you vote? Are you currently undecided?
I'm Democrat.
So you would definitely vote for Democrat Sherrod Brown, probably vote for Democrat Sherrod Brown, undecided, or probably the Republican nominee, or definitely the Republican nominee?
Probably.
For who?
For the Democrat.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Currently undecided right now.
Okay. And why?
Because right now I have to listen. I have to wait until they're going to start voting, and I listen to how they talk on TV about what they're trying to straighten out in the economy in this world.
So you said you would have to look at the debate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just a couple more questions. We're through. In what country were you born?
I was born in U.S. of A.
Okay. In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
In U.S. of A.
And moving forward, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Democrats.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
I can sit here and tell you one thing. I'm on disability, and I really do not know.
Okay. Thank you. And now, sir, this survey is, I have to read it verbatim. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. What is your gender?
I'm a man.
Thank you. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.